following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Wilson Wednesday. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Glad you're joining us on a Wilson Wednesday.
Yes.
This morning, I woke up to a text that came from my lovely wife, and the text had some pertinent information to our life that she had received from the Lord in the devotion time. And so we thought, what better way to do a Wilson Wednesday with something that the Lord had given Bethany this morning? And we're going to do that. We're going to look at the text, which is Psalm 77. We're going to look at all of Psalm 77, even though what she had was at the end. So stay with us till the end, and you'll hear the text that she got. But I think the whole Psalm 77 is perfect for where we're at right now as a church, and I think as a people. And with so many things kind of going on in our world today, and maybe some anticipation of some things that will continue to go on here in the near future with election and all the other things that are going on, some hard stuff. This Psalm 77, I think, is perfect for where we're at.
Yes.
So here we are. I'm going to have Bethany read it.
Oh.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Well, just read until you stop.
Till you break in?
Until I break in.
Okay.
Yep.
Verse 1.
Yeah.
I cry out to God. Yes, I shout. Oh, that God would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long, I prayed with hands lifted toward heaven. But my soul was not comforted. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. You don't let me sleep. I'm too distressed even to pray. I think of the good old days, long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and ponder the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? And I said, this is my fate. The Most High has turned his hand against me.
I think what I would say here in this, as if you're maybe hearing this, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this guy is in a bad way. He's in a bad place. As he talks about God removing compassion from him and having sleepless nights, what else stands out to you in that?
Just the calling out for help, help, help. And looking back to the good old days, like, you know, sometimes when you're not feeling well, physically, you look at other people and you almost can't imagine how they're feeling because you feel so sick. You can't even remember what it's like to feel well.
Yeah.
And that idea of, like, I think of the good old days long since ended. Like, what did it even feel like to sing and have joy?
And two, there's this part that says, all night I long, I prayed with hands lifted toward heaven, but my soul was not comforted. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I have talked to people in recent days who have said something along those lines of feeling like, I'm praying, but I feel like I'm disconnected. I feel like, God, where are you? And I think that's a real thing at times we all walk through, where we're seeking the Lord and it feels like our circumstances aren't changing. And sometimes even when we go to pray or we go to church or we go to worship or we go to our Bible study, there feels to be a disconnect. And mm-hmm. And I think Psalm 77, 1 through 10, the psalmist hit the nail on the head. It was like, wow, we have all felt like this before. This is a common feeling at times for people who are seeking after the Lord. And then that question of, God, where are you? Have you left me? Will you ever come back to me? Where's your compassion towards me? God, what are you doing? And then I think that the next part of this, in which I'll read, is where we should go. It's basically the psalmist saying, I feel like this. This is the way I feel, disconnected. I feel, God, where are you? And then he remembers something. Listen to what it says.
Which most of the psalmists do. You notice, yeah. Like in most of the psalms, they're crying out, but it almost always turns to like this. Go ahead.
And I will just say, as I read this, this takes us not giving up or throwing in the towel and saying, well, if you're not listening, or if I feel this certain way, then God, somehow you must have changed. And yet it takes, to get to this point, what I'm about ready to read, it takes faithfulness and it takes continually going to the Lord, even amidst that time of feeling like, oh my gosh, this is hard. And we've all been there. So listen to what it says in verse 11, Psalm 77, verse 11. But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. Listen to that. Let me read it again. He says, but then I recall all that you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrated your awesome power among the nations. By your strong arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. What he's doing there is he's taking this thing in this moment where he feels disconnected and God, where is your compassion? And God, I'm up sleepless at night. And God, I'm seeking after you. Where are you? And he's saying, okay, in this moment, I don't feel it, but I'm going to go back to a time that I can remember where I did feel it, where I did recognize who God was. And I did recognize and all the things that he'd done, all his faithfulness to me and to my people. And I think it's in those moments where you look back and it says, he uses two words there. He says, one is I recall and the other was I remember. And he says, I'm always filling my mind with those things. I'm always putting those things into my thoughts that even if I don't feel it, because sometimes we don't feel it, we look back and we think about God's faithfulness in that time. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I agree.
Is there ever been a season in your life where you felt like, man, I just need to think about on good God's faithfulness.
Yeah, for sure. And just focus my mind there and remember the good things he's done. And it just brings peace and confidence. And like he has a way, he has a plan. And I'm going to trust him in that.
Yeah, I think it's those times where sometimes you have to recall your past. And how God got you through those things. What he's talking about here in a little bit here is going to be that he rescued his people were in Egypt for so long, 400 years and in slavery. And there were probably times of feeling, God, where are you? And then God has this miraculous moment where he rescues his people. And here the psalmist is thinking back to that moment of God, you were powerful and you were mighty. And I'm even if I don't feel that right now, God, I'm gonna trust that you're gonna be that for me again and for my people. And so Bethany's gonna kind of close this. This is the text that I got this morning as I was waking up, and this is what she sent me.
So when the Red Sea, so he goes on and says, when the Red Sea saw you, O God, its waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked to its very depths. The clouds poured down rain. The thunder rumbled in the sky. Your arrows of lightning flashed. Your thunder roared from the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road led through the sea, your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. You led your people along that road like a flock of sheep with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. And I love that picture of the Israelites coming up to that sea and saying, where in the world are we going? I do not see a pathway. And having that aerial view that God always has from beginning to end, I just envision him looking down over that sea and seeing the pathway underneath all that water. And I love how the NLT says it was a pathway no one knew was there, because there are times in our lives where we feel like there is nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see a pathway. I don't see a road. I don't see any way out. We're going to die here, or, you know, whatever it is. But the Lord already knows where that pathway is. And sometimes he calls us, like he called down Moses to put down that staff, and he would show the pathway through the sea. And so that was just so encouraging and so eye-opening to me that God knows pathways that we can't even see are there. Mm-hmm. And so when we trust him, we obey him, as, you know, ridiculous as it may sound, do this and I'm going to show you the pathway. Do this, I'm going to show you the pathway. I'm going to be faithful. And just that, it's just another, another confidence that we can hold on to, that God knows where the pathways are, even when we can't see them.
Yeah. And I think the psalmist is feeling what the people felt as they stood and they just saw water. The psalmist is feeling like, we're stuck, and God, what are you doing? And in fact, they did. That's what they felt like. God, what are you going to do now? We're stuck in this water is big. And then it's really the power of God that rescues them out of that predicament. And it's the power of God that we turn to rescue us out of those times of being stuck, or fear or anxiety or worry or any of those things.
It's how, like, are you going to work this out? How is this going
to
look?
Yeah. And there, and oftentimes we'll try to devise our own ways, yes. But what God
plans.
Is really, yeah, we're planning our way out. But the reality is God is saying, okay, Jeff, will you just stop? And stop trying to devise a plan out, because it's not up to you. It's actually up to me. And it's that anxiety and worry and stress that we're battling with ourselves, instead of just coming to the Lord and saying, God, I will be here as long as you want me to be here, on this side of the river, waiting for you to part the waters with your, what he says, powerful, mighty hand. The waters trembled, the sea quaked. It's that power that God has and still has today for our lives, mm-hmm. that he's saying, okay, stay there and I will prepare a way for you. Mm-hmm. I love what Bethany said. It's the pathway that no one knew and no one saw, but yet God sees it. And so I guess our encouragement today would be to trust that God is there in this season with you. Trust that he sees the way, even if you don't see the way. And one of the things that we know about our Lord is that one of the things he wants us to do is depend on him, to trust in his power, to trust on his might. That's what we gain in seasons like that. And then what happens actually is one day you get past that season and you'll have to look back on this season again of, oh yeah, I remember I was in that season during that pandemic or during that year of 2020 or even further, whatever it is. And he got me through it. And now that becomes a benchmark for my life of trusting in him, and he will get me through it all.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Amen.
Amen. You want to pray?
Yeah. Lord, we thank you for your word that is never changing, always faithful, and always relevant. And we just thank you that you know the way. We thank you that you have pathways laid out for us and that we can just obey. Help us to place our lives in your hands completely today, that we would give all of our plans to you, all of our thoughts, our anxieties, all of our fears, all of the things that we have devised on how it would be perfect. Lord, if you are calling us down a different path, we just pray that you would reveal that path to us, Lord, that you would part the sea and that you'd show us that path in your perfect timing. Help us to be patient. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be so sensitive to your voice that we don't miss out on the miraculous way that you do part the sea, the miraculous way that you even use us, Lord, to minister to those that are alongside us or around us as well. So I just pray that you would speak to your people today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So Psalm 77, if you want to look at that, read that, maybe just meditate on that today. That would be awesome. Goodbye from Wilson Wednesdays.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.